at 9 at the moment, or soon to have 10. So that was one of my goals that I put up for myself a while back, was to hit 10 properties in my portfolio by the time I turn 25.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyron Shum, and in this episode, we're speaking with young property investor Eddie Dillon. Beginning his journey at 19, Dillon will share his empowering story of growing up without a house to his family name, and how now, at 25, has driven him to create a portfolio worth over $2 million. Although relatively new to the property investing game, Dillon has already amassed 9 properties.
Well, my name is Eddie Dillon. I've been property investing for probably about 5-6 years now. And I started when I was 19, bought my first property. And since then, I'm just turned 25, so I'm still 25. And I'm at 10 properties at the moment.
At a time when most young adults in Australia are still renting, he has certainly gone above and beyond the norm.
I think it's it's just having a mindset, having a goal, having a plan in place, and just being committed to it and going all out.
At 25, Dillon isn't quite ready to retire on his portfolio, but amidst his full-time job, he finds the time to constantly hunt for his next property deal.
I currently work full-time, so I work probably about 50 hours a week at my current job, which is just in sales, and. When I'm not doing that, I'm always, doing countless amounts of research. I'm, very active with calling up real estate agents, keep my eyes on what markets are doing what at what particular time. So whether it be the New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, the three main property markets that I look at very in-depthly and follow really closely. So just countless amounts of research, going through properties, calling up agents and, finding what is the best deal out there and what I can get my hands on that's going to help me move forward.
But it's not all work, work, work for this property investor. A good work-life balance is the best way to progress your property investment journey.
On the weekends, just hang out with friends, play basketball in my spare time, hang out with my fiance, enjoy life as it comes as well. Preparing for the future is one thing with property investing, but you've got to find time to enjoy yourself as well along the way with, alongside hustling and all that kind of stuff. So,
as a property investor, Dillon is determined to succeed no matter what challenges he faces.
In terms of property investor, probably describe myself very intense, very passionate, and go full out at property investing. Basically, from a young age, got started and still doing that, and just very determined, I guess, in a short way.
Growing up in Housing Commission with a single mother and 2 siblings, Dillon was always determined to succeed in order to help his family.
So I grew up in Western Sydney in a suburb called Mount Druitt, which a lot of people probably have heard about, not being the most flashiest place. I grew up with a single mother who was on a pension and on Housing Commission as well. So it was, pretty much, at least to say, humble beginnings. And, I suppose for me, that's a huge driving factor in building my portfolio and creating wealth over time, just to help my family and, so that what I was thinking about when I was 16, 17, when I was first, getting interested in investing in property was, if I do this now, then by the time I'm 25, 30, 35, I can do whatever I want and live wherever I want and, travel wherever I want. So it's building this in the background that's going to, help myself and my family and, help others replicate that. So,
without a house to his family name as a kid, Dillon attributes his interest in property investing to his desire to improve upon his childhood circumstances.
Always just been interested, really. It was the fact that, back then not having a house to live in, or not knowing that, your parent owns that house or that you'll one day get that house, which a lot of people, have that luxury, and a lot of people don't as well. But, knowing that if I don't do something now, I'm going to end up in the exact same position as well. So it wasn't really anyone, you know, saying you should do this or you should do that, but just, you know, thinking logically and knowing that something had to be done.
Before becoming a property investor, Daleen started work at the place that so many young Australians begin with, McDonald's.
Trial and error, really. I eventually worked for a real estate agent only after I actually owned my first property. But before that, prior to that, I was just working at McDonald's a long time while doing my HSC and going to school. So I started working, you know, when I was probably about 14, 15, and just started saving up little bits at a time. And my goal was back then when I was 15, 16, so when I was 18, I'd have enough to buy the first property. So it was just that, you know, working on the side at McDonald's and then from there going to, you know, an office job in administration. But yeah, always very low income. So no one really told me about, you know, how to work or deal with banks or how to get finance. So I just kind of had to figure that all out for myself and do as much research as I could to learn and that kind of thing. So yeah.
From there, Eddie researched all that he could on property investing and confidently took the first step of his property investing journey.
Pretty much as soon as I had a deposit, really. Like I felt comfortable probably before I was even 18 that I knew it's something I was going to do and I knew that I, you know, wanted to purchase a property and I was researching and reading property investment books and all that kind of thing when I was 17. But then I was just having the enough deposit. So yeah, it was just getting the right knowledge and then taking action, really, you know, just doing countless amounts of research, trying to find the right property in the right area with, you know, was in my budget because it wasn't a lot back then, of course.
Working at McDonald's for $11 an hour, it took Daleen several years to save up the $20,000 for his first deposit.
At the time, I had a very low borrowing capacity. I was making under about $30,000 as an 18-year-old. Working full-time because you get paid a lot less being 18 compared to when you're over 21, of course. Mm. So I was just under that amount, had about $20,000. So I was looking for properties around, you know, the $150,000 mark. Back then, of course, you know, prices weren't quite as high. So I found my first property, which is a property on the central coast of New South Wales, about an hour and 15 minutes north of Sydney. And that was a two-bedroom unit that I picked up for $138,000.
Now, Daleen works in a completely different field, but always finds the time for his greatest passion, property investing.
At the moment, I work and for a company that's, you know, sells and manages industrial tools throughout all of, you know, basically Australia. So whether it be tools for construction sites that build houses, you know, big things, small things, all different types of industrial type tools and that kind of thing. It's using that, you know, that's going to provide the cash flow. That's going to, you know, give me the boost that I need to build my portfolio and, you know, shouldn't be too long where I won't have to do it anymore. So it's fun and I enjoy it along the way. But that's what I do at the moment. I was only ever in real estate for a very short time when I was like becoming a real estate agent out in the western suburbs of Sydney. But didn't really enjoy it either. It was more about investing that I, you know, became very fond of. And you know, being a real estate agent is totally different to investing. You know, a lot of real estate agents, you know, common misconception is real estate agents know a lot about investing when, on fact, that usually they might not even own a property themselves.
Purchasing his first property at only 18 years old, it's unsurprising that Daleen found the entire experience slightly terrifying.
The first one was very nerve-wracking. Of course, it's the most, you know, nervous one and exciting one as well at the same time. I remember I was working in an office job and I was just before I turned 19, so I was still 18. I was constantly looking online for properties within my budget because I went to many different finance lenders, and you know, some would say you can't borrow, you can, but it's, you know, I've learned to just take that with a grain of salt and, you know, just keep pushing forward and finding out who will do the finance. And then once I actually had a budget of around the $140,000 mark, which is still, you know, not much at all back then, I started looking around the local area, looking at rents, what they were doing as well, you know, what kind of rental return I would get. Something that would just look after itself and pay the, you know, associated costs, which would be mortgage repayments and council rates and water rates and all that kind of stuff. So I came across a two-bedroom unit on the Central Coast. That's where my family used to holiday, you know, a few years back. And, some place that I kind of knew that was within the budget because nowhere else was, you know, roughly that cheap. And I basically just called up the agent one day, dove into it, organized an inspection, went up there, drove up there on the weekend, and did the inspection. And at the first glance, the place seemed a little bit shady and that kind of thing. But had a little bit of graffiti outside, which can scare off a lot of people. But of course, coming from Mount Druitt area I live in, it wasn't something I was accustomed to or wasn't too scared of about making that making that decision.
It's clear that this confidence paid off, with Deline's first property providing a healthy cash flow.
And then I finally negotiated the property down to $138,000, and it was renting for about $220 a week at the time. So that was a good 7-8% rental yield. So I thought that was pretty amazing.
From there, he made sure to do even more research and enjoy his young adulthood at the same time.
I took a little bit of a break after that because, as you can imagine, what a lot of people do is you go out and party and all that kind of stuff when you're 19. That was my original goal, just getting the first property, and I'd done that. So it was unfortunately about a year and a half, almost 2 years later, before I finally purchased the next one, and I was 21. I was doing a lot of research. I was making a little bit more money than I was the first property. So I had roughly the same amount of savings and deposit that I originally started with, around the $20,000 mark. And I was looking for something around the same price because that was my comfort zone back then. And, nothing around the Sydney area was around that price. So I looked in another state, which actually my dad lives in, which is Adelaide. So whenever I'd go every now and then to visit him, I would notice the high rental yields in Adelaide, the very, low entry prices. And I picked up a three-bedroom house about 30 minutes north of Adelaide. And that was picked that up for, it was actually a bank repossession. So that was actually off the market. It was a bank repossession from doing a lot of research and networking with real estate agents and that kind of thing. Picked that up for $130,000. And that was renting for about $220 a week at the same time as well.
It certainly was a price that Deline picked up, with surrounding properties going for up to $30,000 or more.
If it wasn't bank repossessed, other comparable sales are going for about $150,000. 155, maybe 160 at the most. So it was a good probably 20% under the actual what I believe the true market value of the property. So it had that upside for growth there as well, only half an hour from a CBD as well.
After the break, you'll hear about Deline's next property investment purchase.
Came across Queensland as a state and as an area, and I purchased a property. Once again, it was about 25 minutes out of Brisbane CBD, and that was a one-bedroom unit.
We'll also discuss his worst investing moment.
I was stuck for about 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months, trying to get finance across the line and doing what I can, and countless setbacks. So that was a huge thing.
And what he's most excited for in his property investment journey.
I suppose it's finally hitting that number 10.
After that scoop, Deline again looked to other states as a way to balance out his growing portfolio.
The second property was probably about another year after that. I was towards 22, 23, and started looking at other states. I wanted to diversify my portfolio a little bit. Sydney was rising in price, still out of the price range a little bit, but I wanted to keep investing within my budget and ensuring I've got those high rental yields that would, take care of the portfolio in case I lost my job or anything happened, it would be looking after itself. So I came across Queensland as a state and as an area, and I purchased a property. It was about 25 minutes out of Brisbane CBD, and that was a one-bedroom unit. Comparable sales at the time when I was researching there around probably $130,000 mark. It was very, very cheap. It rented out for $220 a week as well. It was about $210 by memory. But I picked up another one-bedroom unit within that Brisbane radius, 25 minutes out, for $105,000. So that was a very, very good buy, very
definitely
cheap and below market value.
Deline then continued his strategy of buying below market properties and adding their cash flow to his portfolio.
After going off to the first three properties, I purchased another one in Queensland. That was another one-bedroom unit in the heart of Surfers Paradise, so in the heart of the Gold Coast. That was picked up for $169,000 after strong negotiations and everything, when I could see that other ones were going for around $190,000 and $200,000. So that rented out for about $280 a week. So that was about 9% rental yield as well, and that was full permanent rental, none of the holiday let or accommodation or any of that kind of thing, because always like touching on permanent residential, proper residential, you know, properties, townhouses and units. So that was the fourth one.
Continue on his property investment journey, Daleen used his increased property knowledge to better utilize his portfolio.
Following that, I purchased the fifth one. I actually went back to Adelaide and purchased another property that was quite similar to my second purchase. That was even less, at $125,000. That was a property on a 600 square meter block. That was a semi-detached house that rented out for $190 a week. But I knew at the time it had, you know, the potential to be have the rent put up to about $220, $230. So it's knowing and identifying that as well. So that was the fifth one.
Daleen quickly managed his portfolio to be self-funding. He no longer had to surrender his hard-earned cash to his property journey.
Given the in terms of cash flow and how the portfolio worked at that rate, it was totally funding itself. So all the yields that I was purchasing at 7 or 8%, you know, at that point I had 5, and it was, you know, a couple of years into my investing, every property, for example, there would be the potential to put the rent up by, say, $20 a week, and then times that by 5, that's $100 a week extra in cash flow. So your yields are going up from 7 to 9 to 10, you know, 11% as you increase your rent. So it was, you know, always positive gearing.
For Daleen, the passive income and security of property investing and his long-held desire to own a home were the main factors for wealth creation.
I saw it as, you know, more of a safer option compared to other, you know, things like shares and businesses right away. You know, and it was just houses for me when I was growing up is something that I had that emotional attachment with. So I wanted to have a lot of them, given the fact that I didn't have a house, you know, basically that my family owned, or, you know, even relatives never owned, or friends or family, you know, that I was growing up with at the time, they didn't have any houses that they owned either. They only rented or on, you know, housing commission or what kind of thing. So I suppose that had a big impact as well, that why I wanted to own a lot and compensate for that.
At 24, Daleen set himself the challenge to own 10 properties before he turned 26 years old. Now, at 25, Daleen is already at 9 properties, and his portfolio worth is in the millions.
So I'm currently on the way to 10. I don't have 10 quite yet. I've got 9.
Yeah.
I'm negotiating the 9th one at the moment, but it's just around the $2 million mark. It would probably be roughly, in terms of net equity gain that I've had, the total cost would probably be around the 1.4, 1.3. 3.5 mark or something like that, given that I've purchased the properties very low, you know, under market value, and then they've grown as well as the market shifted and moved. So
one of the major issues that Daleen came across in his property investment journey was dealing with finance lenders.
There's been a lot of, you know, ups and downs, of course, throughout it, you know, building a portfolio when you're aiming for 10 or, you know, 20 properties, whatever it is, or even less. But probably after, say, about the fifth property, I believe it was about the fifth property, there came a time when I was trying to actually release equities from a fair few of my properties, so that, you know, in big chunks, so that I could go and, you know, put that into more deposits and purchase and really ramp things up a little bit. But, you know, one of the things I've come to learn is finance is, you know, a good 50, 60% of property investing, you know, part of that journey. So it's, you know, dealing with the setbacks from banks. So I went to, you know, countless different banks and countless different, you know, brokers and that kind of thing, trying to get finance, trying to be able to release my equity. But given the position and, you know, the job I was in, the income and all that kind of stuff, that's where stuff, you know, tends to get a little bit more hard as you progress and as you build your portfolio. You know, so it's making sure you've, you know, got the right team of, you know, finance lenders and on your side, then that will actually be able to deal and work with investors, because a lot of other finance, if you go to, you know, some second tiers or third tier lenders, they're not quite accustomed to dealing with people that have that amount of properties and that amount of, you know, rental income coming in and that kind of thing, and how they use that rental income to service a debt and then, you know, get that loan approved for you, basically. So yeah, finance is a huge thing. I was on the my fifth property trying to purchase 6 and 7. And it was a good, I was stuck for about 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months, trying to get finance across the line and, you know, doing what I can and countless setbacks. So that was a huge thing.
However, Daleen refused to give up on his journey and through some serious determination, overcame his obstacles.
One word pretty much, persistence. Just really, you know, kept trying different avenues. You know, how you go to different banks and lenders is a huge thing as well, like how you present yourself and how you, you know, can show that, you know, you're operating these properties like a business and, you know, they're generating income and using that to put towards your income, whatever you're doing at the moment. Yeah, so it's just keep trying, keep, you know, you can't take no for an answer, what I've learned, and I'm sure you know that as well.
Property investment is a complicated business. But once Daleen learnt the secrets to finance, his property journey was instantly enhanced.
Got a few different ones, but like one stands out. But in particular, I think after the second property, and I was working with a finance broker at the time, and I was trying to learn as much as possible about how the banks look at properties and people when they're actually going for investment loans, and how all the different ratios, the LVRs and rental income, serviceability, how they take that into account and how they can, use that to get, you can use that to get loan in your favor. It was probably big thing was about just learning about the finance after the second and third property. And then where I really dedicated a lot of my time to understanding how the finance industry worked, how the whole process of purchasing a property and how you can use your equity to leverage off, mixed with strong cash flow properties to continue moving forward and build an asset base for the future.
With this knowledge of finance, Daleen quickly learned that the most important part of property is not taking no for an answer.
One bank is, you could basically have 10 different banks and it'll tell you 10 different things. You could take one property to 10 different banks and one says it's worth, $200,000. The other bank says it's worth $250,000, $280,000, $180,000. They value properties differently. There's different types of valuations. What I've learned as well, it has a huge impact on if you go with the wrong bank and, they're not doing it the right way or in your favor, that's going to benefit the investor themselves, then you're stuck. Different banks also take into consideration different amounts of rental income that's actually coming from you. Portfolio. So some may cap it at 6%, some may take in 80% of total value. It changes all the time. But just learning those two things about the serviceability and also about the valuation part of finance.
For Daleen, the next thrilling installment of his property journey is reaching that goal of 10 properties before 26.
I suppose it's finally hitting that number 10. At the end of the day, it's just a number, but I've had that there for so long. So it's getting to that number 10, I guess, and, being in a position after that to, purchase my dream house and, have that portfolio. Say, for example, in the next, 5 years, I'll be 30 or, 10 years, I'll be 35. And, by that stage, my portfolio will be year after year. If you look at, property as an example, if you take 10 properties and they're worth $2 million, the next 10 years, they could well and truly go to $4 million. 10 years after that, 8 million, 16 million. It's, as you use that and you continue building your portfolio, it's just that effect that that can have. If you do it safely and securely, of course, and have your insurances in place as well. But it's just being at that stage where, I can do what I want when I want, have a family and my children and my partner will be able to do what they want as well. And, one day, leave a legacy for them and their children as well, where they'll be in a better position than I was when I was growing up.
Daleen plans to soak up the Sydney sun once he purchases his dream house.
Yeah, I do believe it'll be in Sydney. I think it would be, I'm very fond of the beach and living by the beach, so that may be, something. Or if not, then just owning my own house that has a lot of land on it and, that kind of thing.
So, inspired by this story and what Eddie Daleen is excited about today, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode of Property Investory, where we talk about how to apply Daleen's strategy.
For me, in terms of strategy, it's definitely, as I said, a long-term thing. A lot of people, they do buying, flipping, selling, renovations, and that kind of thing. And for me, it's not to say I won't do something out in the future, but, I see the more benefits of holding and acquiring a portfolio long-term.
We'll also discuss the personal habits that drive Daleen to success.
I suppose, I don't know, just always try to be I'm very competitive, I guess.
And the best advice that he's ever received.
If you've actually spoken to someone that's purchased in a capital city, say, for example, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you would never hear them say it was a terrible choice.
Hear all this and more in a future episode of Property Investory.